Diesel, a brown mini pincher, is one of the last connections that Donna Tibbetts has to her daughter, Brittany.
He's, I think, maybe three or four. She loved him to death. We call him our granddoggy.
Diesel was at the house in Greenland the night Brittany was killed. And while Diesel seems none the worse for wear, a year after that horrible night in Greenland, Donna Tibbetts says the pain isn't any easier for the family.
We really feel nobody should have died that night. She was here for Easter, and that was the last hug I got from her. She gave the best hugs.
She walks me through the living room of their Berwick, Maine home. The walls are covered with family pictures, including one of Brittany hugging her father, Lenny, after a softball game.
This is probably one of the most special moments and memories we have of her when she won the Western Maine Championship as a pitcher, and her sister was there. She actually was a catcher for college, and she called the game.
Across the room, on the mantle, are more pictures of Brittany, a vase full of flowers, and an urn.
We still have her ashes here. And that's how I begin my morning, is saying good morning and kissing her picture, and it's how we end our night.
Brittany Tibbetts studied cosmetology and had hopes of opening her own hair salon. Donna Tibbetts likes to think her daughter was with Colin Mutrie so she could help him. Mutrie spent Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners with the family, and Donna Tibbetts says she never suspected Mutrie was capable of killing policemen or her daughter.
I didn't. He never gave us any signs of that. He helped my dad down the stairs. You know, I know people are going to say, well, that's a stupid thing to say and that's crazy, but that's what we saw.
Donna Tibbetts struggles with the fact that her daughter's connection with Mutrie is all the public knows about her. They had been romantically involved, Donna says, but not at the time of the killings. She says she's been visiting newspaper websites to see how the media is covering the anniversary of the shooting, and says it hurts that many stories don't even mention her daughter.
It's like she was a victim, and nobody seems to care. And that's really hard, because like I said, her life was just as important, and she meant so much to so many people.
She says when the family held Brittany's funeral on the front lawn just days after the shooting, more than 500 people turned out. She said that made her feel good, even if talking to some of Brittany's friends made her face some uncomfortable facts.
She probably wasn't on a good path. I think they said that she was straightening things out, trying to get her own act together, and he was dragging her down.
Donna Tibbetts says this weekend the family will remember Brittany and reflect on what happened a year ago in Greenland at a location special to her daughter.
And she loved the Noble Lighthouse in York. That was one of her favorite places to go. And that's where her vigil was. And that's one of the places I plan to go this weekend. We plan to go. We as a family.
More than anything, Donna Tibbetts says her family feels nobody should have died that night in Greenland. But she says they also know nothing can change what happened. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.